December 19, 1926. How the divinity bilocated its will in the creation. The nature of the divine will is happiness. How it constituted itself out of everything. The possession it wants to give to the creature. I continue in my state of abandonment in the supreme volition, and while I was going around with my mind in the whole creation, to follow it in all created things and make my will one with its own, to form one single act with its own, my always lovable Jesus, making me pause, told me, my daughter, in releasing the creation, the divinity bilocated its will, and one remained within us, for our regime, joy, happiness, contentments and innumerable and infinite beatitudes which we possess, because our will has the first place in all of our acts. The other bilocated will of ours came out from us into creation, to give us, also externally, honor and divine glory, happiness and innumerable joys. In fact, our will possesses joys, happiness and beatitudes as its own qualities, this is its nature, and if it did not release from itself these beatitudes and the innumerable contentments it possesses, it would be something against its own nature. Now, the Supreme Majesty, by releasing our bilocated will into the whole creation so that it might be constituted life and act of each created thing, unleashed from itself innumerable riches, countless beatitudes and joys, which only the power of the eternal fiat could preserve, maintaining their regime, so as never to let them lose their integrity and beauty. Now, while all these properties which came from us glorified us, giving us the glory of as many continuous and divine acts for as many created things as came out to light, they were established as properties of the creatures, who, uniting their wills to ours, were to have their act in each act of our will, in such a way that, just as we were to have the divine act of our will in each created thing, we were to have the act of the creature, transfused, as if they were one alone. With this, she would come to know her riches. And by knowing them, she would love them, and acquire the right to possess them. How many divine acts does my supreme will not do in each created thing, and the creature has not even the slightest knowledge of these acts? And if she does not know them, how can she love them and possess them, being unknown to her? Therefore, all the riches, the happinesses, the divine acts contained in the whole creation are inactive and lifeless for the creatures. And if they receive anything at all, it is not as property, but as the effect of the supreme goodness which always gives of its own. It gives, as alms, also to those who have no right of possession. Others, then, take them as usurpations. In fact, in order to possess these goods which the celestial Father has put out in the creation, the creature must follow its course. She must rise to union with the divine will in order to work together with it and do the same acts, to know them in order to do them, so as to be able to say, what it does, I do. With this, she acquires the right of possession in all the acts of this supreme will. And when two wills form one single will, mine and yours no longer exist. Rather, by right, what is mine is yours, and what is yours is mine. This is why my supreme will calls you, awaits you in each created thing, to make you know the riches which are in it, to make you repeat its divine acts along with it, and to give you the right of possession. You yourself become its own property. You remain dissolved within its immense riches and within its very acts, and, oh, how the divine fiat enjoys making you the owner of its immense riches. Its desire of constituting its heiresses is so great, that it feels twice as happy when it sees one who knows its possessions, and makes its divine act her own. In fact, even though it saw that man, by withdrawing from its will, lost his way to reach the possession of its dominions, it did not stop, but in the excess of its love and of its long sorrow of seeing its riches inactive for the good of creatures, as soon as the Eternal Word clothed himself with human flesh, it became life of each one of his acts, to form more goods for them, powerful helps and effective remedies, more within the means of decayed humanity, so as to realize the purpose of making them possess what was released into creation. There is nothing that comes from us which does not have this purpose, that the creature and everything may return into our will. If it were not so, we would render ourselves foreign to our own works. Therefore, creation, redemption, my daughter, have the primary purpose that everything be our will, in heaven and on earth. So, wherever it flows, it finds itself everywhere, to make everything its own, and to give everything which belongs to it. Therefore, be attentive in following our works. Satisfy this desire, so insistent, of my supreme will, which wants those who possess its goods.